from the 88.5 GPB Atlanta newsroom. I'm Leah Fleming. After weeks of debate and protests, the fate of Georgia's controversial abortion bill now rests with Governor Brian Kemp. The Georgia House gave final approval on Friday to the legislation outlawing abortions after a heartbeat can be detected, usually at about 6 weeks. And that sent House Bill 481 to Kemp. After the vote, Representative Park Cannon of Atlanta said opponents of the bill will continue to fight.
Women and families will show up and will pack the Capitol before any governor believes that he has the right to stop women from accessing care in their moments when they most need their doctors.
If enacted, House Bill 481 would be among the most strictest abortion bans in the country. The ACLU of Georgia says it will file suit if the bill becomes law. Georgia lawmakers are putting off proposed rules for electric scooters, which have filled streets and sidewalks in Atlanta and other cities. The AJC reports that legislation being considered in the General Assembly would have regulated electric scooters. State Representative Kevin Tanner says that he's putting off the proposed statewide rules for electric scooters until next year while negotiations with scooter companies continue. On this National Census Day, the city of Atlanta is hosting a pair of community events to educate people about the census to make sure everyone is counted. City officials say ATL Counts is a year-long effort that will mobilize Atlanta residents for the upcoming 2020 census. They say an accurate count is critical to ensure that Atlanta receives its fair share of public resources to support everything from Head Start to public transportation. Congressman John Lewis is co-chair of ATL Counts. A rally takes place at Atlanta City Hall at 11 o'clock this morning, followed by a lunch and learn. In baseball, the Atlanta Braves are at SunTrust Park for their first home game of the season. This evening, they play the Chicago Cubs. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10. The team remains winless, though, in the first three games of the season. They came up short again yesterday, losing to the Philadelphia Phillies by a score of 5-1. For more news, you can visit us at gpbnews.org. That is where we're streaming as well.